legalization. That's where I stand on the marijuana issue. Full legalization. Yeah. I knew you were going to clap for it. Very good feeling, sir. Everybody else is like, shit, it's a trap. Don't clap. He's going to drug test us after the show. The FBI is upstairs. I know it's an extreme statement to make. I get it. I know that, right? That's why I'm for anything we do to get to full legalization. 25 different states right now have cannabis legal for medical use. The movement's already started. We're heading towards full legalization. Yeah. I think full legalization will solve a whole lot of problems we have in this country. Like prisons for profit. That's a big problem we have. Yeah. There's a whole lot of people in prison right now that don't fucking need to be in there. If we legalize weed, we can get them out and into the job force, and they can get a little high and actually have a good time at a job, and it'll be holy shit. Can you imagine living in a world where you don't have to have a panic attack about your references? Your dealer's always going to give you a good reference. Institutionalized racism, I think we take care of that. Has anyone in here ever been racist when they were high? If you have, you're doing weed wrong. What you're smoking is oregano. That's just a hateful spice. Hateful spice. It's no cumin, I'll tell you that. I've never been racist when I was high. I've never had the thought of, you know what we gotta do? Is we gotta shut down these IKEAs and send those Swedes back to Ooskland. I have been high at an IKEA and been like, oh my god, look at this! They got two dots over their O's. What a language! Mental health, I think we take care of a lot of mental health problems. Right? There's a lot of people who are sad, clinically. And if we can get them a little high and they can realize stale Pop-Tart's not that bad, it's probably gonna be a good day.